1906, April 18th, San Francisco, early morning.
You could hear up and down the roads, earthquake. It's an earthquake. Oh, God help us, it's an earthquake.
That was former Bay Area resident Kathleen Thompson Norris in the 1960s remembering the 1906 earthquake. The audio is part of the collection at the UC Berkeley Bancroft Library. When Norris experienced the 1906 earthquake, there wasn't a method for predicting them. Today, there still isn't.
There are really three things that a prediction has to have.
That's Ingrid Johansson, assistant researcher at the Berkeley Seismological Lab. The three things she's talking about are detailed estimates of time, location, and earthquake size. Ingrid again.
If any one of those is not part of the prediction, then there's no action that can actually be taken on it.
Scientists may not be able to predict earthquakes, but they can provide forecast and early warnings.
Seconds.
Earthquake. That annoying but attention-grabbing sound is coming from a computer application called Shake Alert. It's a prototype for an early warning system which could notify residents and officials a minute before a quake hits. The project is a collaboration between the U.S. Geological Survey and universities throughout the state, including UC Berkeley. Jennifer Strauss is the External Relations Officer at the Berkeley Seismological Laboratory. She said as the project moves along, broadcasters will become a crucial partner.
For example, in the Japanese system, many of the TV stations put out alerts, or radio puts out an alert for a coming earthquake. And so media is one of the best tools that we have to reach people.
A tool that could save lives when the hustle of the Bay Area is overcome by the roar of a quake. For the Hearst Foundation in San Francisco, I'm Emmanuel Berry.